Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
Now, Jess, you didn't come here to talk about concerts. You came here to talk about a new kind of online fraud being reported. At this time, the streaming giants are being targeted.
Yeah, very often we talk about online fraud and phishing and smishing. It's you and I that are targeted. We're getting scam text messages and all the rest. But we know that these fraudsters are very, very clever. And a new trend has emerged. And it's that fraudsters are creating music with AI, uploading it to streaming platforms, playing it on repeated streams, and then taking the revenue. So we know that the streaming services don't pay a huge amount of money to artists for one play.
Yeah.
You might get 0.001 cent, US cent. But if you're getting millions of streams, that's when you start to make money. I could go on to, there's a number of platforms, we were talking about them on Tech Talk on Saturday. Udio is one. You can go on, create a song in less than 5 minutes, upload that to a streaming service, and if you play it on repeat, you will then get paid as an artist. And new research has shown that between 10%, sorry, around 10% of all streams on streaming services are fraudulent. And that's so taking out about 2 billion.
Because I was wondering who's playing the track. They're playing the tracks.
Yeah. It's like the modern, do you remember a few years ago there was a story around click farms where websites were paying basically click farms to go in and click to read articles so that those websites could then charge more money for advertisers on their websites. This is like a new, more modern version of that.
Are you saying we can make serious money by doing this?
Oh, like, Ciara, behave.
Myself and Shane.
The thing is, you do sing all the time anyway, so you may as well get some money from it.
This is my moment.
Okay, I endorse you to do it. You wouldn't be doing it as a fraud. You'd be actually doing it for the thrill of doing it. But yeah, it does work. And as I said, we are seeing it more and more. And unfortunately, there is a victim here, and that is the smaller artists who are not getting the same level of attention on these platforms because they don't have
the click
farms.
Can they do anything about it, the streaming giants?
They're looking to try and introduce measures to verify artists on the platform, but that is a very difficult thing to do if you think of all the musical artists in the world. But it's a good thing that they're aware of it now, and there may be extra verifications to see if there is an unknown artist getting
on. My window here is small, is what you're saying.
Get on it right after the show, please, and thank
you.
Great.
Perf.
Stunning.
Jess Kelly, thanks as always.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.